The student becomes the teacher.
Well, I'm sure neither of you are in a muddle. I happen to be a muddle because you've both turned up at once, but you both do entirely different subjects. And one is a chemistry major, and the other is doing a conjoint BA, LLB in Arts and Law. So we'll start with you, Athena Lee Watts. Morena.
Morena.
How you doing?
I'm all right, yeah.
Well, your little the train was running late this morning.
Yeah, it was actually on time leaving from my station, but there was a really long pause at, like, just two stations down. Bit of an incident. I'm not really sure what happened, but...
Oh, where'd you come from?
Swanson.
Oh, that's a long journey into town. Right. Well, thank you for being here. And we also welcome Shaktika Rajaguru. Morena?
Hi.
How are you doing? I'll turn your microphone on. That'll be helpful.
I'm pretty good, yeah.
And Shaktika, you're a chemistry major, so completely different than Athena.
Yeah.
All right, so who should we start with? So we'll start with you, Athena. You're doing, as I said, a conjoint BA, LLB in Arts and Law. The arts major is English. And postmodernism is the lecture topic. So first of all, for people who don't know, what is postmodernism?
It's a bit difficult to define. The best way I can explain it is first through defining realism and then modernism. So, like, realism kind of assumes that you're in the same world as the author, and modernism kind of pushes away from that a bit. There's this idea taught to us in first year, actually, of a modernist apricot, where the flesh is sort of the outside world, but there's still a pit in the middle, so there's still an objective truth. You're just not sure what it is. Postmodernism is more like an onion. So you peel away all the layers, you keep peeling the layers, there's nothing really in the middle. So it sort of subverts realism and modernism and comes out as this kind of,
Nice description. Okay, got it. And this is a million miles away, Shaktika, from what you do as a chemistry major, but... You understand that? I'm sure you do. And your last lecture was on green chemistry.
It was a while ago, yes. But green chemistry is basically about, like, minimizing waste in chemistry, because we use, like, a lot of energy, a lot of materials to produce all these different chemicals. So it's about reducing the energy cost, reducing toxicity, and just reducing overall harm. Yeah.
That's of the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lecture of that nature. Green chemistry. Is there such a thing, though? Can you have green chemistry?
You can minimize as much as possible. So, like, there are some reactions where the waste, they've minimized it down to, like, 95%. They're reusing, like, 95% of the, like, waste product back in the reaction. But some other reactions, they're just kind of like a limitation, so you kind of have to develop an entirely different reaction to get to the same end product, but, like, with different waste, like less waste, less energy, all of that.
I'm curious, with these subjects are so far apart, but do either of you cross over in any way? Like, do you go to any, like, science lectures? Not really.
Sometimes I sit in on my friend's lectures. She does biology. But other than that, not so much.
Yeah, right. And English wouldn't really be anything too much that you'd be doing in a chemistry major.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of space in my timetable.
No, so you just focus on that. Yeah. Do you like English as a subject?
I do. Yeah, it was pretty fun back in high school. Yeah.
But you decided to go for chemistry.
Yeah, I really loved reading, but I didn't like writing essays all that much.
Yeah, it's interesting what part of your brain focuses on different things. Like, if I had to think myself I'd do a chemistry major, it would be literally I'd be running a trillion miles. just too much. So perhaps it's a different part of your brain, I don't know.
Yeah, I find my brain's a little bit more, like, maths-focused.
Mm.
So I always do better in, like, the more mathematical parts of chemistry.
Yeah, there is some science behind the different parts of the brain and what you focus on. Athena, you've come from Swanson. What year of university are you in?
I'm in my second year.
Okay, and did you grow up in West Auckland?
Yeah, for the most part. I moved around a lot when I was a kid, but I settled in, my family settled in West Auckland 11 years ago, so I've just sort of been here since.
Right, and do you live at home?
Yeah.
Every single student I speak to lives at home. Maybe there's one that is flatting, but yeah, is it okay still being at home?
Yeah, I think I'd much prefer it. I think moving out would be a lot of stress, a lot of hassle, and knowing myself, I'd probably come home every weekend anyway.
Right, with your washing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how is it, the workload for doing a conjoint BA, LLB, Arts and Law? Is it heavy workload?
Yeah, but it's not as bad as I thought it would be. A lot of people hyped up law school to be, they hyped it up as like really stressful. I remember high school teachers saying, oh, you're going to have to sacrifice your social life. I've not found that to be the case. So it's, yeah, not as bad as I thought it would be.
Yeah, but coming into town, though, it must be quite hard getting into town to do anything, like go to gigs or whatever. Or do you not?
Yeah. I'm not really a gig person.
Oh, you're not? Yeah. Right. What was the last social outing you went to, she said nosily?
Last night, actually, my friend had a birthday party yesterday. So I went to that, left early. It was pretty fun, yeah.
How old was your friend?
She turned 20 last week.
Great, that would be a nice outing. What about you, Shakthika? Do you get out to many events?
Not really, no. I really like staying inside.
And studying? No?
I like studying, but also I like listening to music and reading.
Yeah, yeah. What was the last thing that you listened to musically?
I was listening to Epic the Musical.
Oh, we talked about this last time you were here. Yeah, I had a lot of comments about the track that you picked, and I haven't had a chance to ask either of you to pick a track because you both arrived at the same time. So in terms of music, what about you, Athena? What is your musical bent?
I quite like hyperpop and sort of electronic. I've recently gotten into Two Hollis. That sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I also quite like rock and metal. I think that's influence from my father. But yeah, just sort of more in-your-face stuff.
Is he a musician or just likes metal music?
No, he just likes metal.
What is in his collection?
Well, he doesn't collect physical music, but he, every time I walk into to see what he's doing, he's got his earbuds and he's listening to like Black Sabbath or Judas Priest or something like that.
Really? Wow, okay. So, but he just listens like on Spotify or whatever?
YouTube? Yeah,
oh,
old school.
Right. Yeah, really old school. You have to listen, because he got the one with the ads?
I believe so.
Right. And what about your family, Shakthika, musically?
My dad like sings a lot and like he listens to a lot of music. That's really like where I got my love of music from. He'd like sing a song and I'd just kind of be like a parrot. I'd repeat him, and yeah, we listen to a lot of like Indian music, but for me personally, I'd listen to like anything if it just catches my attention.
Yes. And you like what they call show tunes?
I listen to a lot of those, but I also like listen to pop. I listen to genuinely like any genre, any style. I just, if something catches my attention, then I kind of like fixate on that song for a while. So, yeah.
Over and over.
Yeah.
Let's go back to green chemistry and your chemistry major. Where this particular lecture, and in terms of the chemistry major, we talked about this last time I spoke to you. I've just forgotten how many years this actual degree takes.
So, because I'm doing a BASH, which is the Bachelor of Advanced Science Honours. It's 4 years, and I'm in my... I just finished my second year. I had my last exam on Wednesday.
Oh, how did it go? Yeah, we're in exam time, aren't we?
Yeah.
Went okay?
It went okay. I had three back-to-back, so I was kind of, like, just powering through.
Yeah? And you came out feeling happy?
Yeah, I was just really relieved it was all done.
I suppose with chemistry or subjects that are science-based, you'd really know whether you were correct or not, pretty much. You'd know that, you know, you were in the right arena.
Yeah, usually because a lot of it's, like, calculations or, like, very clear what, like, their expected answer is. So a lot of the time it's, like, really easy to mark, I've heard. But it's also, like, pretty easy when you're going into the exam to realize if you've, like, got enough knowledge to, like, sit it. Because if you're kind of sitting there a bit lost, then you can kind of tell it's probably not going to go great.
Yes, but, and you were confident.
I'm hopeful. I feel like I did good. I did the best I could, which is all that matters.
Best you can do, that's right. Athena, what about your exams?
I finished my last one yesterday in the morning. That was for the elective I was doing, History 271, Atlantic Revolutions.
Atlantic Revolutions, what does that mean?
It's revolutions in the Atlantic, I guess.
Ocean.
Starting in the Atlantic area.
Oh, the Atlantic area, okay, right, yes.
They started with, like, the Dutch Revolt and how that influenced the English, the Glorious Revolution, and then from that moving to the American Revolution and French Revolution, and then finally finishing with the Haitian Revolution. It was a very interesting course.
Yeah, you think it went all right? The exam?
I'm so hopeful.
Right.
Yeah, I wasn't as stressed as I thought I would be. I don't think I did as well as I could have, but...
What do you think you could have done better?
Probably could have managed my time better, both in terms of studying and in the exam.
Yeah, that's hard, isn't it? Yeah. Right. In the exam, you mean, like, you see something, you focus on it, you write a lot, and then you think, oh my gosh, I've got so much more to do, or
yeah,
that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can relate to that entirely, because you're quite stressed out when you go into an exam, like a history exam or an English exam. Mm. Obviously, you don't... Well, do you know where your subjects are going to sort of focus on?
With history, they were quite clear with at least the general themes that it would focus on. So with that, it was more direction. English, I would say it's much the same. The courses tend to finish with, like, comparative essays. So they ask you to pick two texts and compare them or analyze what similarities and differences they have.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for coming in. And I know we've sort of staggered from one to the other, but I really appreciate you both coming in. You can talk to Molly later. but what is the rest of your plans for today? Athena, what are you doing?
I'm probably going to go home and get through a bunch of my letterboxed watch list.
What is that, your letterboxed watch list?
It's an app for, like, movies and stuff, like tracking the movies you watch and...
Yeah.
What?
Okay, and you've finished your exams?
Yep.
That's good, all over and out. And when do you get the results?
I do not know.
Oh, they just... Before Christmas?
I'm pretty sure they've told us. I'm just one of those people who don't really check.
Okay. And Shaktika, I'm sure you're one of those people who do really check. Oh, no, okay, wrong. When are your results coming through? Don't know.
Sometime.
And what's the rest of the day hold for you?
I'm going to my temple to volunteer.
Oh, nice. That's what you do on a Saturday, every Saturday?
Every Saturday, yeah. We have, like, our dosa stall for, like, our fundraiser. So I go there and I help out, yeah.
And is it popular?
It's, like, fairly popular. We're, like, getting more and more people because, like, more and more people are becoming aware of it. And also, like, we do make really good food for $10.
Yes, $10. Okay, all right. Tell those who are listening who might be looking for lunch where it is and what's on the menu.
It's at 69 Tidal Road in Mangere. And for $10, you can have a dosa of your choice. So, like, you can have a masala dosa, which is, like, stuffed with potato or, like, just any kind. And you'll have, like, the sides to go with it and also masala tea. And it's all for $10.
That's such good value.
Yeah.
That's incredible. 69 Tidal Road in Mangere. What time is the kitchen open?
It's 10 to 1 every Saturday. Anyone's welcome.
So it starts at 10 o'clock, so you could go in an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, both of you. Really appreciate you coming in. I haven't had a chance to ask you for what track you'd like, so I'll just drop one in myself. But thank you, and have a great Saturday.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you.